in the morning.
7:22, happy snow day. Here we are, keeping you up to date. Hey, Richard, you've got your eyes on the sky for us all the time, and we're sort of trying to all push this north as much as we can. So,
yeah, and you know, the good news is we're going to miss out on the big event that's going to happen from Philadelphia on up to New York City today. In fact, it looks like New York City's probably going to go to blizzard a little bit later on today, probably around the lunchtime hour, and probably 3 or 4 hours of blizzard conditions with no visibility and blowing snow. It's not going to be a great day. In fact, if you're traveling up 95, basically north of D.C., I would pretty much just find a place to pull over and wait for the storm to go by, because the interstates are already being shut down pretty much north of Philadelphia all the way up to New York City and into Connecticut because of the snows that's going to be building in and just the whiteout conditions they're going to get a little bit later on today.
It really is going to be quite a mess continuing. We're not done seeing snow flurries here today. That's coming back around, right?
Yeah, that's coming back around. It looks like probably after lunchtime today, we'll probably start to feel the influence of that deepening low pressure area off of Virginia. And that's going to wrap some snow back into the area. I think the better chances of seeing more accumulating snow is probably going to be north of the Potomac, the way things are looking right now. We'll probably end up picking up an additional inch here, but there will probably be a swath of 1 to 3 inches, and there may be some isolated higher amounts north of D.C. on up toward Baltimore, where they will get a few more hours of snow that will last on into the evening hours this evening. But I think for us here, anywhere from a dusting to an inch looks to be about a good bet for the event coming up this afternoon.
When are we going to see the sun again?
That's probably going to be a good question. Right now it's looking like Wednesday is probably when we're going to see the sun again. A lot of clouds around here, and it's going to take a while for the cloud deck to roll out of here. Probably it'll probably be Wednesday sometime during the day that we see the sun make a return. Temperatures warming back up into the 40s by Wednesday, and we could get close to 50 by the time we get to Thursday, and then another shot of rain comes into the forecast at the end of the week. And then the weekend is pretty much, and we've been talking about another event, looking at the possibility of some snow with the next event coming in. And there could be a dusting to an inch or two with this next event coming in. That happens Saturday night into Sunday night. And then the bottom falls out in the temperatures here for early next week. This time next week, we're probably going to be talking about morning low temperatures probably between 0 and 5 above.
Oh.
And daytime highs probably in the teens. Huge blast of Arctic air is probably going to make its way all the way down to Florida with this next event coming through. The good news is, with the cold air event coming in next week, it looks like it only has about a 24-hour period that we just deal with some very frigid temperatures, and then all the cold air sweeps off the East Coast, and then we go right back into the 40s by the middle part of next week. So it looks like maybe a day or two where we just get some frigid temperatures in here, and then we warm things right back up.
So we're looking at maybe light snow Saturday into Sunday
yeah.
And then teens for highs?
That's bad.
Yeah, teens for high. Our forecast is a little bit more optimistic. I mean, right now it's showing 31, but when I pull up the blend of the models and pull up what the American model is spitting out, which has been, you know, very reliable, I mean, it's talking about temperatures in the single numbers, 4 or 5 degrees for a morning low on Monday, and then a high of only about 17 or 18 degrees. And I'm leaning more toward the cold with this, because usually when you have a pool of cold air this thick that's coming this far south, all indications are it's gonna verify, and we're gonna be looking at a bitter cold morning next Monday.
Well, if you were around on the show last week, you learned that we like to go by the National Blend of Models. We learned that phrase from our friend Richard, who is a wealth of knowledge in the weather department. And so this is, I think, the thing. People are already talking about the weekend storm. This is going to hang out, this snow, the ice, the freezing rain. We're still going to see the remnants of this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Even though the sun's coming out on Wednesday.
We really like Richard. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, believe it or not, it may actually hang around longer than that because, you know, we're only looking for highs in the mid-40s on Wednesday, but the overnight low Wednesday night is 21. So, you know, we may see some of the leftovers of this on the ground even into this upcoming weekend. I mean, that 52 on Friday with the shower activity in the forecast, you know, it's probably going to wash out pretty much all the snow by then. But, you know, even late this week, we're probably still going to be looking at a pretty sizable snowpack to our north. And anytime you have cold air coming in over decent snowpack to our north, you know, I mean, that just spells trouble with frigid temperatures.
Mm. Richard, we really like you, but we would like better forecasts than this.
Richard, can you work out something better? This is not what we ordered. Can I send this back?
Well, the good news is the second half of February is looking much warmer. So I I have a feeling this is probably going to be the, you know, tomorrow being Groundhog's Day, you know, it's, you know, we're going to be looking at the groundhog and see what he has to say about things. You know, I think that the idea of six more weeks of winter is not going to be there. I think we're going to actually start looking at some warmer temperatures coming in for the second half of the month. In fact, Climate Prediction Center is already showing areas from Southern Virginia all the way down into Florida with above average temperatures. So I think the indications are we're going to start warming things up second half of the month.
Well, that sounds good.
That's better.
That sounds really good.
You can stay.
Yes.
You can stay.
Thank you, Richard.
We'll keep you.
All right. If you want to be able to answer most of the questions in the weather category on Jeopardy, you'll definitely want to follow Richard on Twitter. He always has some great tweets at Richard on Air on Twitter, at Richard on Air. Richard, thank you so much. We always appreciate you keeping an eye on everything that's going on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great Monday.